The German army looks like it's fully equipped and ready for battle in this recruitment video. But a parliamentary report suggests soldiers are lacking heavy equipment, body armor, backpacks, and even warm underwear.
We don't have enough tanks, we don't have enough vessels, we don't have enough planes to be able to even secure the own country. Not even to support our friends in securing Europe.
At the last NATO summit in Madrid, Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Germany can fulfill the requirements to defend the alliance from what it describes as a direct threat from Russia. NATO wants to expand its high readiness forces from 40,000 to 300,000.
The special fund of 100 billion euros for investment in the armed forces is a very important signal that we are facing up to the challenges of the new security situation. It's a lot of money, but it's money the armed forces needs to make up for what we've neglected for years.
As part of the $102 billion package, Germany is planning to buy F-35 fighter jets and related equipment for $8.4 billion from the US. But the head of the armed forces reservists say the number of troops should be doubled to 350,000 as well.
To build up the structures again, to have a new focus on territorial defense and host nation support, that needs already time to build up the structures. We say more than 5 years to have these five homeland regiments, so then we have the structure.
To speed up the process, Patrick Sandsberg argues conscription needs to be reinstated.
It's been called a turning point in history. Decades after the defeat of Nazi Germany and the end of the Cold War, Germany is gearing up to become a military power again. And while a majority in parliament has supported the expansion, there are also those who warn against growing militarism.
Critics point out Germany is already the world's seventh largest military spender, with a defense budget increasing more than 55% in the past 8 years. They say the problem is efficiency, not money.
The capacities for a conventional war in the European NATO member states doubles that of Russia. So there's already deterrence. And so this kind of arms spending is not gonna lead to a more peaceful world. On the contrary, it's gonna escalate a global arms race.
Despite these warnings, Germany says it's committed to being an important NATO partner in the heart of Europe that other nations can rely on. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.